Good morning, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at CommSec with your morning finance report for Monday the 20th of March 2023. And according to the latest SPY futures, the ASX 200 is expected to open the day down 98 points or 1.4%. That follows six consecutive weeks of losses on the ASX 200, which is the longest stretch of losses since July 2008 in the midst of the global financial crisis. Now, on Wall Street on Friday, we saw the Dow Jones fall by 385 points or 1.2%. The broader S&P 500 index was down by 1.1%, and we saw the Dow Jones fall by 0.7%. Investor attention continues to be on US regional banks. We saw Californian lender First Republic Bank share price down by 32.8% after a $30 billion US dollar rescue package for the bank failed to soothe investor nerves around banking contagion. And we also saw the bank announce the suspension of its dividend. SVB Financial Group filed for a court-supervised reorganization under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and that saw the KBW Regional Bank Index in the United States fall by 5.4%. And then in Europe on Friday, we saw the Pan-European Stock 600 index down by 1.2% and the UK FTSE index fall by 1%, with all eyes on Credit Suisse. Its share price fell by 8% after a bunch of banks, including Deutsche Bank, said it would curb lending to the stricken bank. And what we have heard over the weekend was a potential tie-up between Switzerland's biggest two banks, UBS and Credit Suisse. And overnight, it was announced that UBS would take over Credit Suisse in a $3.25 billion US dollar takeover, which has been brokered by the Swiss government in an attempt to stem contagion in the global banking system. The deal is an all-share deal at 0.5 Swiss francs, and that is significantly lower than what Credit Suisse was trading on Friday at 1.86 Swiss francs, which valued the bank at 7.4 billion Swiss francs. The Swiss National Bank has provided a 100 billion franc liquidity assistance to UBS as part of the deal. And in further details, the Swiss government is granting 9 billion francs worth of guarantees for potential losses from assets UBS is taking over. And regulator FINMA in Switzerland said about 16 billion francs of Credit Suisse bonds will become worthless to ensure that private investors help shoulder the costs of this takeover. Of course, Credit Suisse's balance sheet at around 530 billion Swiss francs is twice the size of Lehman Brothers in the United States when it collapsed back in 2008, and it's more globally interconnected. So stemming the contagion in the banking sector is a priority for the regulators. Now, turning our attention to Friday, we also saw a continuation of the rally in government bonds. The US two-year Treasury yield fell by 28 basis points to 3.85%. It was down 74 basis points last week, the most since 1987 when we had the October stock market crash. And that was on those interest rate expectations being recalibrated in the wake of the banking turmoil. We also saw the two-year German Bund yield fall by 64 basis points last week to the most since 1992. Now, in terms of commodity markets, we saw the US crude oil price fall by 2.4% to $66.74 a barrel on expectations for a continuation of a lift in interest rates to counter inflation, and also concerns around the turmoil in the banking sector weighing on crude oil demand. But we did see demand for safe haven gold lift by 2.6% to $1,973.50 a tonne, and the iron ore price was up 0.8% to $130 a tonne, supported by news that the People's Bank of China had cut the reserve requirement ratio for banks by 25 basis points to 10.75% on Friday. And of course, that provided some support for the steelmaking ingredient, along with the fact that we are seeing some signs that demand and consumption are lifting at the moment. Now, here in Australia today, we get an update from Reserve Bank Assistant Governor Christopher Kent. He's going to provide some comments on monetary policy, which will be well looked at by investors and economists. At the same time, we have a bunch of shares trading ex-dividend today, including HUB24 and Adair. So it's going to be an interesting day and a start to the week. We have the US Federal Reserve and Bank of England announcing rate decisions later in the week. Now, the Aussie dollar is currently trading at 67.2 US cents. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.